This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Us here on the live Saturday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
We're kicking off the third hour. For those of you just tuning into the show, we've had extensive discussions so far about the jury's verdict in Arizona regarding Philip Mitchell Brailsford, former police officer. Apparently he was fired not because of this incident, because that would be, you know, the department admitting that the officer might have done something wrong. He was fired 2 months later after shooting an innocent man in a hotel room hallway.
2 months after that.
Correct. He was fired 2 months after that for poor performance. And this officer had engraved on his gun that he used to kill this man, he had actually written on the gun, "You're effed." And the judge in the case would not allow the jury to see evidence of that when they made their decision to find him not guilty of both murder and manslaughter after shooting a man to death for basically because he said he was scared, when they could have simply arrested the man who was following orders the best he could. The cops were shouting, the officer in charge was shouting at this particular man in the hallway, shouting orders at him that would have been very difficult for anybody to follow, like, shoot, you know, put your hands straight up in the air
and crawl toward
him. And then whatever you do, whatever you do, do not put your hands down. If you have to fall forward onto your face, do not put your hands down to brace yourself as you fall forward. That's how serious I am about telling you, do not put your hands down. Then the next thing out of the cop's mouth is, crawl towards us. And, by the way, throughout this 5 minute long, just very stressful, very intense encounter in the hallway, the officers threatened the man on multiple occasions where they told him, if you mess this up, if you mess up anything that we tell you, we're going to shoot you and kill you right here.
Think he might have been nervous?
And he might have been drunk as well. And so they gave him all these commands that he could totally screw up easily to give these police officers the excuse to shoot him. Again, two people in the hallway, one male, one female, six officers. They managed to get the female out of there without shooting her to death, thankfully.
Strangely, that's how it always happens.
But then they shoot this guy to death. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts here. We go first to Dan in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Dan. And by the way, if you haven't seen this video, just go to Free Talk Live's Facebook or Twitter, and you'll find that we've posted a website there that has the video on it, which you can access easily through... Actually, I'll give you the site, too, when I get the chance. But, Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm... I don't have a lot of comments here, and I'm glad we live in a so-called free society, but you cannot watch the video. You cannot look at it. This is state-sponsored, cold-blooded murder. That's what it is, plain and simple. It's cold-blooded murder by this guy, and the state covered his butt and made it so he could go out and kill someone else, and they swept it under the rug. It went through the jury system. That's all great. I really can understand how African-Americans feel when they talk about justice for all, because that guy had no justice. He had, jury... You know, it's cold-blooded murder, plain and simple.
We got another military guy commenting on the Free Talk Live forum on this. There's a discussion in the general discussion section. The title is Murder of Daniel Shaver. Speaker 0311 says, this isn't the same old, same old. This video would have put me and my guys in prison if it happened in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Cops seem to have...
But when you're in a high-stress situation like that, and you're in a hallway, I was trained to you, especially with the group that's there, alone is one thing. Mm-hmm. He could have moved towards the individual with his gun ready to fire and went right. Nobody, you know, if you've ever been in a situation like this, when someone's gun is pointed at you, you have a tendency you know, not to try to pull a weapon on him. And he
right.
could have talked to him, and by the time he finished his first two sentences, he would have been at the guy on the ground,
right.
handcuffed. It's cold-blooded murder.
They wanted that.
Thanks,
absolutely
guys.
True.
Appreciate
Thanks, Dan.
It.
Appreciate the call tonight. Let's go to Scott. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Ian. Yeah, I agree with you partially. I did watch the video, and it was being played by a guy who's a retired police. He's a young man, and he thought that it was an unjustified shooting, too. But he did have a couple of good points that I think some people are missing. One of them was that the reason they wanted him to get closer to them rather than going directly to him is he just come out of a room, and they didn't know it was in there. They didn't know if it was
right.
another person.
They don't want to be exposed to whatever danger is next to the door.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did point that out. Yeah.
Yeah. And also the guy who was playing the video, he had a great point that they could have done it so much differently. But I listened to it, I go, yeah, I'm not terrified. I'm just watching this, you know, as a disinterested third party, and I'm also not drunk, and it was confusing to me too. How are you going to crawl if you're, you know, you can't put your hands down, but you're supposed to crawl? I didn't get that.
Yeah.
And the guy, he said the way that this could have been handled better would have been better trained from the cop would have been have him stand, hands up. We call it a felony traffic stop procedure where you stand, hands up, you know, you hold onto the collar of your shirt, you lift your shirt up so that your hands are nowhere down low.
Uh-huh.
See your belt, then you do a 360-degree rotation,
yep.
and then you stay in place. You know, you come back toward them walking backwards so that, and then they can pat you down, and then everything's okay. And that's where they went wrong. And also with regards to the writing on the gun, that doesn't just go for police. That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea for anybody. And I see all kinds of guys doing idiotic things like putting Punisher skulls on their guns and all kinds of cutesy things on there that make it look as if they're eager to shoot someone. And that's
sure does.
I mean, if you have to use it to justify a situation, no matter how justified, that's going to be, you know, bait for any juror, any lawyer. And
right. You're not going to get the same.
Luckily, the judge protected the jury from being able to see that evidence.
Right. You're not going to get the same benefit the police officer did in this circumstance. If you paint I shoot bad guys on your gun, you can better believe the jury's going to find that out.
Yeah, that was a mistake. And I did have one other thing, a personal
sure.
experience. I've only one time had a gun pointed at me, and that was 2 years ago. I was coming to work in the winter and trying to fight my way through the snow, and I didn't know it, but there was a deputy in the county that I work in right behind me, and he pulled me over because he said I wasn't really staying on the road very well. Well, I couldn't even find the edge of the road because there was so much snow that I couldn't see the white line on the edge, and
yeah.
he stopped me, and I, like, you know, and he was kind of giving me a little bit of what for, you know, like, well, you know, I'm, you know, so I understand. He's a little bit cranky. He's got a lot of people here and all that. I can handle that. I'm a big boy. But it made me a little bit nervous, and I had my gun with me at the time. I've got a lifetime permit, fully legal, you know, third generation Smith & Wesson on the seat right next to me because, mm-hmm. I can't carry it on my purse at work, but I keep it in the car, you know, to and from. So if I, you know, need to help anybody, and I can, you know, quickly tuck it in my waistband and I have something for safety or anything like that. And I didn't tell him about that because I was a little bit nervous with him yelling at me. And I should, ordinarily, when I do that, even though Indiana is not a required to tell state, I would have ordinarily told him, say, hey, look, here's my pink card, you know, it's right here. I'm making no moves toward it. You know, he had me a little nervous. So he said, well, you need your registration. So I go to the glove box, and that's when he's showing the light on the gun. And next thing you know, I'm looking down the barrel of a Glock Bubble 21. And he goes, don't put your hands on the steering wheel and don't move. Well, I did that. I did exactly. I mean, that was the right thing I did. I should have told him I had it, and, you know, so he wouldn't get nervous. But you know, basically locked my hands on the steering wheel and didn't move, and got out, and you know, he cuffed me and everything. I go, man, I'm going to go to jail. I was like, I don't think I broke the law, but you know, maybe there was something I did wrong. And after a while, they patted me down. I was talking to another deputy,
yeah,
a lady
out.
Deputy.
Didn't yeah, wasn't there a story, Mark, of a gentleman who actually did inform the police that he had a gun, but got blasted anyway when he went for
Philando,
his wallet?
Philando Castile.
Yeah. So you got lucky, Scott.
That was a bad situation. Yeah, I mean, as I said, I would have glued my hands to my head, you know, anything to give anybody the bad idea, even though I was, you know, fully legal. And that's the difference. I just, like, okay, I'm not going to give anybody any grief. And I also want to say one thing. I mean, I know there are a lot of people who don't like the cops, but I, you know, it takes a really, really rare you know, deranged individual want to kill anybody. And on top of that, you know, if, even if you are a rare deranged kind of individual and you don't have any scruples, the kind of examination you get for any police shooting, no matter how justified, not exactly the kind of thing that a rational person would want to undertake.
Thank you, Scott, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up with your calls and thoughts on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial toll free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. So go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, lots of comments from our listeners here tonight on the shooting of an innocent man who had not threatened or harmed anyone in a hallway of the La Quinta Inn in Mesa, Arizona, back in early 2016, where the officer involved was now found not guilty after a jury was refused to they were not allowed to see the evidence that showed that the officer had engraved on his gun the words, "You're effed." But they let him go because he said he was scared for his life when the man made a move that could have been interpreted as going for a gun, but it was completely unnecessary for it to even get to that point because, as we've heard from multiple people who've called in who've been military trained and police trained here tonight, there were so many other options that the police in the hallway, there were six of them, that the police had to deal with this man that did not involve the ridiculous orders that they were giving him, the confusing orders that they were giving him, which almost seemed to be designed to encourage him to screw up, to give them the excuse to shoot him. And the one officer did. Anyway, he was found not guilty by the jury. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We're going to try Doug in Illinois. Doug, are you with us this time?
I am. The gentleman who called in before you went to break had been partially right. When you have the, when you're offering a job of the full power of government, and you're giving a badge and a gun, and you get to act with immunity and impunity and accountability, you do tend to draw demented people. That sure can be a fact. I mean, you talk about people that want to be, you know, what do you call it, heavy badge. You know, they're
badge
not heavy. A power trip, man.
Yep.
Badge heavy. That can be what they like. They love that. They love the fact that they feel that they're above the law. You know, I mean, here we're talking about murder. We're no doubt about it. But, I mean, you can watch, you know, in your own local town. You know, they won't be en route to a call. They'll be doing typical driving. They won't bother to put on a directional. They'll run, you know, right through a red light. They don't give a damn. But, you know, when you have that mentality of I'm above the law, gradually you begin to take it further and further and further. You
sure
know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know if either one of you has ever been down to the region where the shooting here or the murder here happened. They're very pro-gun down there. I don't get why there were two people that contacted the gentleman at the front counter. The gentleman at the front counter called 911. Why it would be a big deal? You have everybody down there with a gun, and a lot of the people are doing hunting down there. It shouldn't have been a huge deal that the gentleman had a gun.
The claim was that he was pointing it out the window at traffic. That was the claim, supposedly.
Oh, okay. I really don't get it. I don't get the big deal about it.
Which, of course, no one was actually shot. You know, even if he was pointing a gun,
he didn't possess a firearm
at the window. He had a pellet gun, but people don't know that from the outside.
They don't.
But nobody was shot, right? Like, there was never a gunfire report. There was never anybody being shot outside of the hotel. There was never any actual danger that anyone was really in, yet the police acted as though they were trying to take down the Las Vegas shooter.
Do you get my viewpoint on it, though? And
yeah,
what happened here happened before in Nevada. You're talking about information going from one individual to another individual to another individual, and then you're having 911 tell, you know, each cop coming in that
right
gentleman. But, you know, you can get a lot wrong. I mean, you know what,
yeah,
what I'm telling you?
Absolutely.
And, you know, nothing will change here until we begin to get a little bit of accountability into it here. And part of it can be the glory boy mentality here, too, you know, that they can never do any wrong and we need to uphold them. Look, they're paid by the people to do a job. They're not doing any type of favor, okay? I mean, my grandfather had been a lineman, which are one of them people to go up the electric pole, and they work
yeah
on the, they have a lot more danger in their line of work.
Correct.
I mean, they, you know,
right.
I mean, the one gentleman called in and he talked about how, you know, they have a target on their back. They don't have a target on their back. When you take out the amount of them that are killed either in a traffic wreck or die of a heart attack, very few of them are shot and killed or attacked with a knife.
Even if you don't take out the ones that are dying in traffic accidents or heart attacks, they're still not in the top 10 of most dangerous.
Not every year. There are some years when they will get in the top 10, but they never reach loggers. They never reach roofers. They never reach fishermen.
Yeah.
These people, and by the way, if you just take everybody who drives a conveyance for a living, truckers, cab drivers, and all the people that keep America rolling, they push them all out.
That should be where we, the people, should be demanding. Look, we pay your paycheck. If you're not able to do your job without being a freaking paranoid lunatic, then you don't need to be doing the job. Go find another line of work. But the problem with that, then, could be the union. The union, they defend them no matter what. And in my opinion, they need to be abolished. I mean, there should be no, I can't think of the which political figure. It hadn't been Ron Paul that had been talking about it. There should never be a union in government. And he had been totally right on it. I mean, there should never be a union in government.
The only way that's ever going to change is if we get enough libertarians to move, I think, to New Hampshire, which is where we've had this great New Hampshire freedom migration going on now for more than a decade. If you want to try to change the law to get rid of all unions, then you're going to have a lot of work on your hands because those guys are going to come out and they're going to oppose it, and it's very hard to oppose unions because they're well-financed and well-funded.
My issue can be I don't have an issue with the union being for a private company. I have an issue with a union being in government. Government is talking about a monopoly.
Right. That's what I meant.
You're
getting
talking
rid of
about
the government.
A monopoly. Different.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was talking about, is getting rid of government unions, because they're going to come out and they are well-organized and well-funded. Thank you for the call tonight, Doug. I appreciate it. But if we're going to have a chance at it, we've got to get the libertarian-minded people, the liberty-minded people, to pick up their lives and actually move for liberty. If you actually care about being free and you want to do something more than complain about the problems that you see around you, and you actually want to have an effect on things...
Like we have already. We've been doing this for more than 10 years.
We and thousands of others who
had a large effect.
Who've moved here as part of this New Hampshire freedom migration, there's already been a tremendous impact. Just in 2017 alone, we've had wonderful political success stories, not only people being elected who are actual libertarians, but Republicans and Democrats flipping from their political parties to the Libertarian Party. That has happened this year. You've got political successes like a small level of decriminalization of cannabis, the concealed carry of guns without a license. That happened. It's called constitutional carry. That happened this year. Protecting Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. That happened this year. And, you know, we got year number two of this particular session coming up in just a matter of weeks. So it's all very interesting. And if you want to follow some of it, you can check out freekeen.com, where I will frequently go to the State House and actually record videos of a lot of the goings on there. On when Daryl W. Perry and I go up there, he's the Liberty lobbyist. He's a crowdfunded lobbyist for freedom. Anyway, there's just more than we can possibly even cover if we did all 3 hours on the libertarian movement here. But if you want to learn more, there's a great movie called The 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. If you actually care about freedom and you want to do something about it, then you owe it to yourself to spend just an hour of your time. You can break it up over a few days. It's just information loaded documentary, and it runs real quick. It's great. You go to 101reasonsfilm.com. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. It's free to watch online. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop.
This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. Coming up in a couple months from now in Acapulco, Mexico, at the Princess Resort, February 15th through the 18th, we're going to have the privilege of broadcasting from Anarchapulco again.
Acapulco is a nice place to be in February.
As we did last year. It was a great event last year. It's promising to be even better this time around. The resort, I believe, is the one that they have on the beach. There's like a trio of them. We were at one of the same organization's resorts last year, but this one, I think, is the one on the beach. It's going to be very, very nice. Great liberty-oriented speakers, of course. And also even live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. It's February 15th through the 18th. Anarchapulco is the premier libertarian gathering, as far as I'm concerned, around the world at the moment. Not that I've been to every single one of them, but of the ones that I've been to, this one is absolutely fantastic. They've got the speakers, they've got the music, they've got parties. It's Acapulco in the middle of the winter. It's really warm, and you're going to enjoy it if you go there. In fact, it's actually affordable. I mean, obviously, the travel is going to be probably the most expensive part, but the hotel rooms, no big deal down there. You know, you're going to get a very, very nice hotel room for a very decent price. And then also the, I think the, what is it, $250, I think, for pre-registration on the regular package. I didn't write that down. But if you go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL, you will get 10% off of the regular tickets. But then there's also other tickets that you can add in there. There's a health and wellness retreat that's going to be going on around that time frame. A Change Media University with Luke Radowski. and even an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar. You can learn more about all of those and more over at anarchapulco.com. Again, it's February 15th through the 18th at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, and we will be broadcasting from the events. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Don't forget to use code FTL to get 10% off your tickets. As we go to your calls and thoughts, first up, he's out of jail. He's Christopher Cantwell. The crying Nazi, as some call him. Hello, Chris.
It's good to be with you, fellas.
Hey, I heard you wrote a blog post about the whole crying Nazi thing. I didn't get a chance to read it, but I did read the one that you entitled that the jail can no jail can hold you.
Oh God.
That's right. No jail can hold me, fellas. Even before I managed to get myself out of there, I was not well contained by that facility.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning you can make telephone calls?
Meaning that I could make telephone calls and people would publish them on my website in a podcast format, which, you know, in my book, what happened down here is people tried to shut me up, and the point is they failed.
Ah, yes. Yeah, well, you do have a big mouth. I mean, it's gotten you in a bit of trouble over the years. For listeners that aren't familiar, Chris is a former co-host of Free Talk Live. We kicked him off because it turned out you were a racist, but you are. Were arrested at the Charlottesville, Virginia rally that was being held back in August, or not at the rally, but you were arrested a few weeks after that. And there was some white supremacist, white nationalist types who were fighting with Antifa types, and arguably the Antifa people started the fight. You were involved in it and used pepper spray to, you say, defend yourself, and there's video of that happening. But yet they managed to charge you with something about releasing noxious gases and then holding you in a prison cell. And, you know, whatever your views might be, many of us here on the show disagree with your views. You shouldn't have been held without bail for, what, 3-4 months? How long were you in for?
I was in for 107 days without bond, and I was held there on the basis of lies. Told by people who are my political enemies, who are members of a terrorist organization known as Antifa. And so they perjured themselves. They lied to magistrates. They lied to police. The prosecutor knew that they lied, and he put them on the stand anyway. And on November 9th, two of my three charges were dropped as a result of those lies being exposed by the video in court, and I had to wait another 3 weeks to get a bail hearing.
Wow.
Justice's terrible swift sword.
And now, you still are retaining one of the three charges, and did I hear that they brought and indicted you with another charge just before they bailed you?
Yeah, so they still had me on one count of malicious release of tear gas, and then they indicted me on a second count. Now, if you look at the videos there, you can see there's that picture that everybody's seen of me pepper spraying the guy in the hat, and there's a guy bleeding in the background who they had just attacked. And then if you watch the video, after I pepper spray this guy, I go in a second time and there's a second deployment on the other guy. These two guys jumped one of the guys that was in my group. Okay. And so I pepper sprayed both of them when they came after me. And so even though these guys have not stepped forward to lodge a complaint with the Charlottesville or the UVA police, I'm being charged with releasing tear gas, almost as if I had pulled the pin on a tear gas grenade and thrown it into a crowd. Though I have no complainant at this point, they're charging me on the basis of a video saying that even though these violent criminals who attacked somebody right in front of me, were the people that I pepper sprayed, and even though these violent criminals don't want to come forward for fear of being charged themselves, they're saying that it's illegal for me to have done this, and they're charging me with two felonies, and now, I'm still facing 40 years.
Is it illegal in Virginia? Because some people have made this allegation, and I haven't looked at the actual charges, how they're stated. But is it illegal to use pepper spray in self-defense?
No, it's not illegal to use pepper spray in self-defense.
Okay.
No.
Because Virginia is that crazy state where you can't even have like a radar detector, so I didn't know what the
that's a weird law, and I think that Virginia is the only state, or maybe there's one or two others that have that.
That's
but
right.
Other than that, I mean, you know, the self defense laws here are not completely ridiculous. It's just the enforcement that's going on, right?
So you think that you can beat these charges? You're going to trial in February. They finally bailed you out on what was it, $25,000 bond?
Yeah, $25,000 bond. I've got a GPS monitor on my ankle. I literally can't even take the garbage out, and I'm not allowed to have a firearm.
You can't take the garbage out?
I literally can't take the garbage out. I have to stay inside these walls.
It's too far from the little transponder thing.
So you're on house arrest, basically.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's too far from the transponder. Like, literally, like, my ankle bracelet is a GPS monitor. If they wanted to give me the, if they wanted to alter the conditions of my bond, I could get in a car and drive to New Hampshire and they'd be able to monitor me the whole way. Mm-hmm. It's a GPS monitor. It's not like the old school things that you plug it in the house and it dials the phone if you get out of line or whatever.
Hmm. Now, we had heard that your attorney had offered a place for you to stay, but the judge had declined that. What was that decision about?
Well, no, what the judge had declined was me going to a motel.
Oh.
The attorney at court, I should clarify for everybody, I am not sleeping in Elmer Woodard's RV, although I really do appreciate Elmer making the offer.
And right. That's what I had heard was denied.
Yeah, I should clarify for the sake of the listening audience that Elmer Woodard disagrees with my views about race as much as you guys do, but he saw that what was happening to me was a travesty of justice, and he's gone above and beyond the call of duty to see this this injustice corrected. He wasn't sure where to tell the judge that I was going to go, so he offered up his RV, but we made other arrangements, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm staying at someone's house. I have someone with me who is trustworthy and can run errands for me and stuff like this, and I'm comfortable and I'm safe.
So the bail conditions include no weapons. You got to stay in this house. What other restrictions are on you right now?
The bail conditions say no firearms. I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to have pepper spray, but I probably shouldn't use any.
Gotcha. Apparently.
Yeah. I think that's more or less my conditions. I mean, I got to wear this thing, and if they call me, I got to, if they tell me something, I got to do it, right?
They jump. Have they come to you with a plea offer yet?
I'm not really supposed to talk about but frankly, let me just put it this way. It's not a matter of do I think I can beat these charges. I know that I will beat these charges. So does the prosecutor. It's complete nonsense, and there's literally nobody involved who doesn't know that. Mm. This is all being done for political purposes because the news told everyone that I'm a Nazi, and so I have to be punished for my political views. That
are you a Nazi?
Sit out and everybody knows it. I'm not a Nazi. I'm a free market economist, but I'm skeptical of Jews because of certain patterns in their behavior, and therefore I'm an anti-Semite, and that people don't understand the difference.
Chris, thanks for the update, and thank you for the call tonight. Was this an exclusive, or had you already called some other radio show?
I was on The Daily Show the other day.
What is that?
Rightstuff.biz.
Okay, that's what I figured it was something. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Good luck out there. Christopher Cantwell there from his website, ChristopherCantwell.com. We're coming up. Free
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial on in here toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. Also, want to invite you over to freetalklive.com to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. It's a great way to help us get the ideas of freedom, liberty, peace, cryptocurrency into more people's ears. Go to amp, amp.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card, PayPal. You can even use Bitcoin if you want. Once again, that's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks. Also, libertystickers.com is a great way to reach people with the ideas of liberty, and you can do it from the back of your car. You know people love to read bumper stickers, and you can reach thousands of people with your stickers, which you can get over at libertystickers.com. They got a huge selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages for your car, your binder, your bicycle, wherever you want to put them. LibertyStickers.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Jeff is in Pennsylvania listening to WEEO-FM. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey.
I wanted to say that probably previous to tonight and listening to what you played, the incident in Arizona.
Yeah, the shooting.
I haven't agreed. Yeah, I have not agreed with the negativity that you have towards the police. But after hearing that, I think you've changed my mind. I have a friend that's been outraged about the police shootings and violence for quite a long time. And his answer, which I know isn't going to happen, would be to disarm the police.
It works in the UK, right? Don't the bobbies only have a club or something like that that they can use?
Right, but they have guns like in cars.
They do have a SWAT team or whatever. I just want to make sure I'm clear here. I'm not negative generally towards police. I want them to be able to actually go after real criminals who are violent and hurting others and, you know, murderers, rapists, things like that. But I think that they're so busy arresting pot smokers and, you know, peaceful men in, you know, enjoying their evening in their hotel room and underage drinkers and things like that. That's what's destroying people's relationships with the police, is the fact that the police are not their friends. They are essentially an occupying force that is arresting peaceful people left and right, and I think that's a problem.
Like I said, after tonight, I agree with you. Previous to tonight, I didn't agree.
But we all have our turning point.
Yeah. My father was a police officer. And
mine was too.
He's been retired for a number of years. But he said that whenever he would go into a situation where you had drunk or domestic violence, you know, type situations, he would take his gun off before he went into that situation, because he said the sight of his gun, he felt, would inflame people, you know, kind of elevate things. Yeah. And like you played earlier, that was just out of control.
He didn't want to. What you're saying is your dad, he made a conscious choice to not escalate a situation, to actually do things to purposely de-escalate a situation, which is what I think that officers should be trained to do, which is to de-escalate these situations. But we see so many stories where these hot-headed, sometimes mostly young, but not always, officers, because remember the nurse story from a couple months back, that was an older guy. He was a veteran officer. He was balding. He was like in his early 60s who roughed up a nurse at a Utah hospital. So, yeah, it's not necessarily just the younger guys, but certainly they seem to be more hot-headed and generally, you know, never held accountable for their actions, almost never.
I agree at this point.
All right, Jeff.
Maybe a week ago I may not have, but tonight I agree.
Hey, it's hard when, you know, a loved one was involved in the profession because, you know,
look,
they were different.
I sincerely hope my position isn't that every single time I get some video of a police officer, you know, having a firing a shot, that I think that the police officer's in the wrong. I hope that's not my position. I hope that's not how my position is interpreted. But here's what happens is that over time, like, the police have been here all along and their actions really haven't changed much in the course of decades. Now we have video, and those individual videos as they pop out. First, it was Rodney King. That may have convinced some people. You know, it didn't convince me. At some point or another, I saw a video where a bunch of police were standing around while this one police officer beat somebody. I'm like, why aren't they doing something about this guy who's lost his mind? And look, that's just an incident, and that's how I felt about that particular incident. But these incidents pile up, where the public, each, you know, they go off like little pieces of popcorn. Pop, 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 pop. The police are losing the will of the people. They're losing the thanks that comes that comes from the public. And that is that their legitimacy to rule, as it were, because they are the tip of the spear. They are the they are the rod by which the government rules. The government itself is losing that legitimacy, and the police in turn are too. And
Jeff,
that's what needs to be addressed.
Thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to John in Nevada, listening online to LRN.FM. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. The officer's defense was self-defense, basically. But self-defense is Nevada defense if you're responsible for creating the life and death situation unjustly.
Mm.
And so to see if that's what happened here, I mean, I always start from a position of moral parity, that badges don't make any moral difference in a situation. So what would have happened if I did exactly what the police did on exactly the same information they had?
You would be in jail.
And you should convict me of murder for telling that guy to get down on the floor and crawl and then shooting him.
Don't you think that a posse of people, you say that you're not using, you know, badges don't grant rights, and I'm fine with that, but do you think that if somebody's pointing a gun at cars going by, that a posse of people could legitimately knock on the door and find out what's going on?
Yeah, maybe, but is a guy pointing guns at cars on the road, is that the same as a couple of people calling in and saying that's what they saw?
I don't think it's legitimate that the people report it to the 911 operator, then the 911 operator reports it to the dispatcher, mm-hmm. then the dispatcher reports it to the police. No, I don't think that's entirely legitimate.
I don't think they had sufficient evidence at all to treat the case this way.
No.
You guys have been talking about how they should have acted in the hall. I don't even see why they were there. I mean, I listen to All Time Radio, and I listen to Joe Friday's old show. And what they do in a situation like this is they call the room.
They call the room. I see.
They call the room and they talk to the guy and say, "What's going on? You know, what can we do? We'd like you to come on and talk to us with your hands up."
Yeah, sure.
You know, how about that? Instead of get down on the floor or we'll kill you.
The dude had never fired a shot. I mean, there was no danger whatsoever to anybody at any point. John, great call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Let's go to David calling from North Carolina on Skype. David, go ahead. David in North Carolina, I believe that's where he is. David on Skype going once. David on Skype going twice. Let's try a different David. This one's in San Francisco. David, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was a little more interested in the bitcoins and the electronic currencies.
It kind of fits with
some of the issues of the day because, you know, it used to be that the U.S. dollar was seen as a patriotic thing, that we all supported the country and that we all appreciated it and we all were proud to use the U.S. dollar. But as corruption has gotten into government
and big business, it's
become a situation where people have to look at, like pre-World War II Germany, how are you going to get your money out of here before Hitler grabs it and turns it into the war machine?
Great point.
So I was kind of, are you keeping up with the issue of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau?
I don't know what that issue is.
Well, a couple of days ago, Trump decided to appoint a guy to head the CFMB, or excuse me, CFPB, and the previous director had appointed a different person, his undersecretary.
Okay.
Now, the structure of it, CFPB, was supposed to have the undersecretary manage. It was to be a continuation and not to be a political appointment. The first thing that this Trump appointee does, he basically kicked her out, and first thing he did was made it against, he froze all of the lawsuits against the big banks of 2008. He froze, you know, we've got the Equifax suits. The Equifax ruins our credit ratings, has their data stolen.
The best thing you can do, and we're out of time, but David, thanks for the call. The best thing you can do to get out of the old banking system is to get into cryptocurrency. I mean, it's a great way to protect your money from the ravages of these old school bankers and governments. And, of course, there's also gold and silver, which is another way to...
It's a bank they don't control.
Protect yourself. These decentralized currencies. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.